Oh, Grease Man, I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
First one is, where's your accent from?
My accent? I've moved all around the country, so sometimes my voice goes into various accents. I don't know what my real accent is. I have no idea.
It seems like that small slurring S is a little different.
It is. You mean when I say, sweet?
Yeah, exactly. And English.
English? Well, that's not really it.
I love that.
I don't know.
I have a question for you. It's a serious problem. I seriously don't want you to hang up on me. It's a real problem I have, all right? All right, I work with these two girls at this place where I work at. I guess I can't say it on there.
Well, what is your problem, sir?
These two girls are like, you know, they like girls, you know? Okay?
They like girls? Well, that's cool. I mean, then that's their business.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't hock people for, being different. Just live and let live, you know? I mean, a little good-natured ribbon's okay, but, I mean, people have... They've got to be people, that's all I'm saying. So don't worry about it, huh? Don't occupy yourself. It's Grease, what's up?
Hey, Grease Man, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Listen, I got to tell you, I didn't quite care for the act when I first heard it, but I got to tell you, much like a good friendly foot fungus, you've kind of grown on me.
Well, that's nice. I'll take that as a compliment. Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Well, it's only been on a couple of months in L.A. You got to give it some time.
Yeah. You got a good act going. I like listening to you.
Thanks.
But listen, I could use a bit of greasy advice.
What's the deal?
Well, see, I got this girlfriend, and she has a problem...
We like to say she has a problem... achieving Shangri-La. And that is a common problem. You'll run into that in life, that every now and then you run into somebody. It was always interesting to me when I was a psychologist and I'd have to deal with people. Either that or achieving simultaneous Shangri-La. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, what I advised one patient... is to get his gun. He was an avid handgunner.
Yes.
And I advised him to keep his .357 Magnum underneath the bed.
Yes.
And then, as they were enjoying their marital English, they should... he don't tell her about it. You know, he just reaches underneath the bed.
Yeah.
And when he feels that bubbling time, and he knows that his time has come, fire a shot in the air. Blam! And that will shock her into likewise, similarly, achieving Shangri-La.
Ah, there you go. And then you can both roll over and go.
There you go. The only thing is, he called me about 2 days after I gave him that advice. I said, you do it, you hide the gun under the bed. He said, yeah. And I said, when you felt that you were about to achieve Shangri-La, did you fire around? He said, yeah. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, she bit my hydraulics in half and took a massive in my face.
It's the all-new Policeman Show.
Check it out.
So be careful using that technique, all right? Use only at your own risk.
I don't want to pray. I just want to bang on it.
Todd Rundgren. Every now and then, I got to slam that bad boy on, crank it up all the way until the old geezer in the apartment above the studio starts banging his crutch on the floor, and then I know I got it loud enough. All right, Poppy! I'll turn it down. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show.
Hey, Grease, how's it going?
Going very well.
All right, you got a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering, I'm a college student planning on going into law enforcement. How did you get involved in law enforcement?
Man, well, I just, in Florida, they were looking for guys, and so I put my name in the hat.
Put your name in the hat and they drew it, huh?
Yeah, where are you going to college?
UCLA.
Oh, well, L.A., is LAPD hiring right now?
Actually, I plan on going the federal route, being a federal agent.
Well, then there you go. You'll have fun.
Secret Service.
Oh, man. I did some time with the CIA, buddy.
Was that Sergeant Fury?
No, this is something else altogether.
Altogether, huh?
Undercover for the boys at Langley. I tell you what, man. I'm more of a getting a squad car, fishtail down the street kind of guy. You know, nothing like the feel of Kel Light against Skull. Huh? We used to call it passing out wood shampoos with Kel Light conditioners. The mean streets. Driving downtown. Neon everywhere. Maggots lurking in corners. Cowering at the sight of the squad car as you rolled on your beat. Your partner, working the radio and manning the shotgun. Your eyes clicking back and forth as you look at the human scum, the flotsam of society. Knowing full well you'll be passing out some lead love notes before the night is done. Hearing the sound of pointy shoes going up a chain link fence. Freeze! Police! The eyes of a muskrat looking back at you. Yeah. Good. But for a while there, I got involved in the cloak and dagger stuff. I'll never forget that briefing I got at Langley. I was to bring microfilm to a contact that I was going to meet in Piccadilly. I'd meet him there in the airport terminal. He'd be wearing a herringbone coat for the derby. His newspaper would be folded in Forbes with the headline side up under his arm. I was to walk over to him and say, "A wet bird never flies at night." He would then respond with, "Short fat Annie has a big fat fanny." To which I would say, "To be or not to be." He would then counter with, "The wise old fox rises at dawn." Then I would say, "A rolling stone gathers no moss." He'd reply with, "A stitch in time saves nine." We were not allowed to write any of this down, so I had to use my photographic memory training. He said, "All right, here's the microfilm. Good luck, Grease Minnelli." So the whole time I'm flying over to London, I'm practicing. Sitting there in a stinking airplane. All right, let me see. This is "A wet bird never flies at night. Short fat Annie has a big fat fanny. To be or not to be." Flight attendant said, "Sir, did you say something?" I said, "No! I didn't say nothing!" "Wise old fox rises at dawn. A rolling stone gathers no." I had to maintain lucidity. I had to make that whole flight without a drink. Ah! But finally, we landed at Heathrow, and I was ready to make my big swap. I went out into the terminal, and sure enough, there was the herringbone coat, there was the derby. Yes, the man had a folded newspaper, headline side out. He noticed me standing in front of him. He looked up and smiled. I said, "A wet bird never flies at night." His gaze just bore into mine. I thought, uh-oh. "To be or not to be?" I tried, "A rolling stone gathers no moss." I'm thinking, oh my God. I must have the wrong gun.
I turned to walk away. He grabbed me by the coat sleeve and turned me around and stood in front of me. I said, who the hell are you anyway? FBI? KGB? CIA? He said, no. G-A-Y.
Oh, no!
You found it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
First, I have to bum the bass like this.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show. Yeah, daddy.
Let me rub some cold compresses on my wrists, and I'll be back with more action. The number's 1-800-544-9294. There's going to be lots more of the Greaseman Show.